What does that message mean to you? How do you feel when you hear that? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about the people around you? So the question, how do we unleash the power of the God Code? We do so simply by allowing its meaning to permeate every aspect of our lives. Whatever that message means to you when you hear it, whatever feeling floods your body when you hear the sound of the divine name being intoned through the letters that unite, whatever that feeling is to you, that's what you embody. That is how we change. The ancient name of God is the very essence of what we're made of. God's name isn't out there somewhere. The letters of the divine name itself translate directly into the very elements that make up our organs and our bones and our tissue. Hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon. We are the divine name. It's interesting. I was doing a series of radio interviews when the God Code was first released. And during one of those interviews in a late night talk show, the interviewer asked for clarification. And what he said to me was this. He said, Greg, are you telling me that this message is encoded, that it's buried deep in the cells of our DNA? Well, now that we have gone through this program, I can answer that question very specifically. It's not that the message is encoded inside of our DNA. The message is our DNA. Our DNA is made of different combinations of the message, God, eternal, within the body. Or hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon, two very different languages saying precisely the same thing. We are God eternal within the body. And it's with that knowledge, beyond a shadow of a doubt, now we know that we're here on purpose. We are an intentional species. We're no fluke of nature. We're no accident. As far as we can tell, an intentional message inside of our bodies, 0.00042% chance that this happened by accident. It tells us that we're part of one another. It tells us we're part of a greater creation. And although we may not fully understand it, we can certainly embrace the meaning that it brings to our lives. In the presence of that knowledge, we're changed. We must be. In the presence of that knowledge, we must think of ourselves differently, reconsider the way that we treat one another, reconsider our role in creation, God within the body. We embody the very creative essence that's responsible for the creation of our world, our universe, and beyond, according to the Sefer Yetzirah and the texts. The certainty of our relationship to a force beyond our everyday experience, it gives us that sense of unity with our world. So the same interviewer asked me, Greg, does the message in our cells change our world? And I had to say, no. The message can't do anything other than give us a place to begin. When we feel that we are so separate from one another, that our differences cannot be transmuted, that our differences are insurmountable, it gives us a common ground to come back to. It's a place to begin to transcend those differences in our lives. It's a feeling that translates into the life-affirming emotions and the chemistry. In the presence of the message in ourselves, God, eternal, within the body, we become better people, the very foundation of a better world. So the many things that this message in ourselves says to us today, from my perspective, one stands out above all others. In addition to all of the interesting implications and all the conversations that we can have about the science of evolution and philosophy and religion and spirituality. And as important as all of those things are, we must find a way to become greater than our differences. We must find a way to have peaceful solutions to the things that have separated us in the past. This message reminds us of a single immutable truth. And that truth simply says to us that beyond Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Shinto, Native, Aboriginal, white, black, red, yellow, woman, child, or man, or any other way that we've defined ourselves in the past, the message reminds us that we're a family. We're a family, and we're here to care for one another, and we need one another. And in the moments that we doubt that, we need look no further than the message in ourselves, perfectly replicated within each of the 50 trillion cells of the 6 billion plus people in our world is a tribute to our success as a species, we each carry a perfect record, the very same record, God eternal within the body. It's a message that lives in every single one of us, and that is the power of unleashing the God code.
This has been a Hay House audio production. If you would like a free catalog of books and videos offered by Hay House, please call us at 1-800-654-5126 or visit www.hayhouse.com.